Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. The Cal State system is going to require booster shots for all faculty, staff, and students who will be on campus for the upcoming semester. The rules apply to all 23 Cal State campuses, and everyone will need their extra dose by February 28th or 6 months after their last dose of the initial vaccine, whichever is later. The UC system is also requiring booster shots for students and staff returning to campus after winter break. The Music Center in downtown LA has announced that beginning January 17th, audience members will have to show proof of not just vaccination, but booster shots to attend performances. This will be for all Music Center venues, including the Amundsen Theater, Mark Taper Forum, and the Walt Disney Concert Hall, and performances by the LA Philharmonic and the Center Theater Group. People without a booster will have to show proof of a negative PCR test within 48 hours of the event, or a rapid test within 24 hours. An at-home test, this is important, they will not be accepted. California is going to require that all healthcare workers get their boosters. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement at an event in Alameda County. He highlighted the work the state has already done to fight COVID-19.
California continues to lead. As of today, we have the lowest positivity rate in America, 3.3%. As of today, you look at the 7-day case rate, we have the sixth lowest 7-day case rate in America. We continue to lead the nation in terms of administered doses of vaccine.
Health workers were already required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. They needed to get their final dose of the initial vaccine by the end of September. Local small businesses say they're seeing a surge of holiday shoppers despite concerns over the Omicron variant. Matthew Snow, who runs a store called Holiday House in Montrose, says he's seen more people shopping in person this year.
Compared to last year, when we were first going through this, everybody was experiencing this. We really thought this was going to be a challenge.
Snow says they've had far more people come into his shop than expected so far this winter. Patrols will be added in West Hollywood to deal with worries about a rise in crime, but they won't be done by LA County Sheriff's deputies, but rather by block-by-block ambassadors. Those are uniformed city workers who usually just help residents and visitors with questions and concerns. Councilwoman Lindsay Horvath says she understands people are nervous about crime.
So there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of hearsay that is contributing to people's fear. And that fear is real, but it's based on misinformation.
Horvath and other council members expressed concern about the sheriff's department, citing overbilling accusations and an audit of billing records they say hasn't been produced. The mayor, Lauren Meister, says despite issues with the sheriff, officials should not be taking that out on residents and businesses. More Omicron cases are whipping up worry for Southern California restaurant owners.
John Talache is the CEO of Specialty Restaurants Corporation and the board chair of the California Restaurant Association. He tells KNX Business already starting to slow at some of his eateries. He's hoping there won't be another lockdown.
My first wish is that the federal government would go back and replenish the funds for the RRF. There were 15,000 restaurateurs in California that received funds, but there's 20,000 restaurateurs out there that had applied, did everything they were asked to do, but the money ran out and was cut short.
Talache also says some restaurants are closing for a few weeks in December to give their staff a break and let the surge play out. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
11 new green zones are now designated in unincorporated parts of LA County. The areas are disproportionately affected by industrial pollution. The new designation will set zoning regulations prohibiting certain heavy industrial uses and set stricter standards for recycling and solid waste operations. Supervisor Janice Hahn told the board even if a business complies with current regulations, it can still be a risk to residents. She says she understands why business owners feel like they are being punished.
There have been years and decades of mistrust surrounding environmental issues around the county And the establishment of these green zones will help to right those wrongs.
The new green zone standards will be retroactive in some cases and apply to all new developments in those areas. Two former Target employees are suing the retail chain, alleging racial discrimination. They say they were fired after being falsely accused of stealing from the stores where they worked. One worked at a Target in Inglewood. The other, a former employee, worked at a Target in Westwood. Both claim they did not steal any item and simply did not process returns correctly. They believe the way they were treated was because of their ethnicity. California will help up to 40,000 homeowners catch up on their mortgage payments.
The federal government has approved a plan proposed by Governor Newsom regarding mortgage relief. California will use about $1 billion in federal money to help people who fell behind on their mortgage during the pandemic. The program will pay past due housing payments in full, up to $80,000 per household. The money will go directly to lenders. Only people who own and occupy one property and make at or below 100% of their area's median income will be eligible. The program covers single-family homes, condos, and manufactured homes. Owners must also attest they have faced a pandemic-related financial hardship. California's rent relief program has paid $1.6 billion to more than 137,000 households. Bob Brill, KNX News.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.